This is Holiday Readings and Remembrances, a series of reflections on the season by members of the Northern Michigan University community and local and area residents. We have two readings on today's program. Now we'll hear from Russell Thorburn, poet, playwright, and NMU English instructor.
Christmas Eve. The late movie glows in the green from the large console, losing control horizontally. A 7-year-old boy occupies floor space near the saddle-shoed feet of a great aunt who sits like an ancient cat with blue fur, but is unable to slink away on unsteady legs to her rapt contemplation of the world. There are powder puffs and jars in my mother's room, her lonely temple where she keeps a much younger face, and her hair is black in old photographs. Detroit was where we picked up my grandmother as a hostage on Christmas Eve, and I had to bide my time before anyone decided the night of cigarettes and smoky reverie was over. In the cramped kitchen with a small table, not large enough for anything but to sit and drink, my mother holds her highball. I am a stranger, all dressed up for the evening. A glance at this boy she barely recognizes, a turn of her delicate Welsh face with the arching Roman nose of her kin. And it's this beautiful woman in a dress she sewed herself that startles me, her slender figure of a sophisticate, who is letting herself go among the wild animals of her husband's relatives. Each lit cigarette expels more smoke, and I pull on my mother's arm, desperate to leave. Escape is sleep, and tomorrow morning will come, when I wake up or don't see my father escorting the old dame to his car, his pork pie hat tipped to one side, a parrot's green feather stuck in his rim, and his freshly shaved skin glistening in the night's glow. My grandmother kisses anyone who moves into view, her warm body wearing a squirrel fur I will have to sit next to in the long car ride home from Detroit. My mother switches on our kitchen light. The moon, as if I see it for what it is, a hole in the sky. She witnesses me yawning, a silence broken outside by a barking dog and a branch keeping time like a baton in the wind. I trudge upstairs for bed and lie awake for Christmas magic to show whatever is left for the impatient to know.
Now we'll hear from Milton Bates, a member of the Marquette Poets Circle and a resident of Marquette. This story is called The Persistence of Tinsel.
The Persistence of Tinsel. When we drape our Christmas tree in tinsel, always the final touch, it transforms that backwoods girl into a roaring 20s flapper. The silver fringe on her dress shimmies in the slightest breeze, multiplying by a million the light of electric bulbs. Though dazzled by her bravura, we pay a price. Approach too close, and we come away wearing silver. For weeks, we will mine it from sweaters, coats, and carpets, whatever she took a fancy to. It will infiltrate our cabinets and closets, our drains and ductwork. Is her outfit worth the trouble? Maybe not. Yet we will remember her and smile on a sultry day in August when, like a magician, I pluck from behind your ear a silvery strand of December.
Holiday Readings and Remembrances is a production of Public Radio 90, WNMU-FM, Marquette. If you'd like to hear today's feature again or share it with a friend, go to WNMUFM.org. I'm Kurt Hosworth. Happy holidays.